Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Midrand, there is a stationary vehicle causing massive delays. It's on the N1 North after Olifantsfontein Road. You can expect delays from Sandton on the M1 North all the way through the Buccleuch interchange.
The Asset Forfeiture Unit with the National Prosecuting Authority has seized assets belonging to Darren Wilkin and his girlfriend Fiona Moodley. They're in custody for being in possession of and the distribution of child abuse material. The High Court granted the urgent application last month to preserve cash that was seized at the crime scene and funds in a frozen bank account. And then we move to the Free State. The Department of Health and the Department of Education confirmed the discharge from hospital of a few pupils in a suspected food poisoning incident in Bloemfontein. It's estimated to be around 200 pupils. The matriculants from Kagiso Secondary School were admitted to hospital on Sunday after falling sick while attending a matric study camp over the weekend. More on these and other stories at 7. So the talk of the town in business news today is US President Donald Trump's announcement of a 50% hike in tariffs on aluminium and steel from Canada. But why?
In retaliation for Canada adding a 25% tariff to electricity it supplies to the US.
So that's Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities.
Markets worldwide are in a bit of a turmoil after recession fears are on the rise in the US. This is in large result of Trump's tariff policies, which are widely expected to add pressure to inflation and add additional burden to the US consumer.
And the US is definitely feeling the pinch.
US markets started the morning in early territory but gave it up. The S&P 500 at this point losing 0.9% and the Dow Jones down 1.2%.
A dollar is currently trading at R18.19, a euro R19.86, and a pound sitting at R23.53. Gold is trading at $2,916.76 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $70.25 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 7.
We start off with some football news. Liverpool will play host to League One champions PSG in the second leg of their Champions League last 16 encounter. This one happening at Anfield later tonight. Arne Slot's men somehow left the French capital with a 1-0 victory on their record from last week's first leg, where a superb and a super goalkeeper were the heroes of the hour. A super sub and a superb goalkeeper were the heroes of the hour. Here is Arne Slot about that match.
They are such a complete team, such a well-managed team. Some people said we played poor. I don't agree. I think they played tremendously well. I don't think we faced this season a team that combined that much quality with that much intensity. But I do think we can do better.
Boring talk indeed if you are a Liverpool fan. Barcelona take on Benfica tonight. They are 1-0 up at the moment. That match starts at 7:45. Inter take on Feyenoord, with the Inter leading that one by 2-0. And Bayer Leverkusen host Bayern Munich. And Bayern Munich have got a 3-goal advantage going into that match. Matches happening on the local front. Sundowns take on AmaZulu today, with Stellies facing Orlando Pirates and TS Galaxy hosting Gavin Hunt's SuperSport United. Springbok coach Rusty Rasmus is pleased with the promising start to the first national team alignment camp of 2025. This one happening in Cape Town. It kicked off the morning gym session, followed by a session of a series of boardroom sessions throughout the day. And Rasmus and general manager Charles Vessels and several coaches presented their plans for the coming months. And director of rugby Frans Steyn accepts responsibility for the Cheetahs' 2025 SA Cup opening round loss, and he vows that they will be sharper against the Leopards on Friday. Steyn lamented the errors of himself and his coaching staff, and he admitted that they were outcoached by former Cheetahs coach Harvey Svarie. The World Cup winner says that they've learnt a lot and won't be outcoached.